Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. And today we're continuing with our August theme of gifting in your will. And this one is going to be quite relaxed, not too intensive. I mean, who would have thought that we would talk about law on a legal podcast? But anyway, today we're going to talk about family heirlooms. So in a will, you're more than welcome to specifically gift anything you want to. What we say is that if it's putting into your will, you should have kind of a value to it. It should be something really, really important that has a specific value to you or does have a specific monetary value. So when we're looking at family heirlooms, I think it really becomes in two categories. You have things that are passed down from generation to generation, and then you have things of value that are passed down from generation to generation. When you do a will with Vicar Law, I provide a letter of wishes template, and in that you can put in specific gifts. Okay, so some people like to put jewelry that's maybe not worth much but has a really big sentimental meaning to them or their family. They'll put that in a letter of wishes. It's not as binding for the executor, but it gives a really good guideline of what they want to happen. For things of particular value, I highly recommend that you add them as a specific gift into your will. Best example, jewelry. Jewelry is a really good example. Some people have really expensive crockery that gets handed down from generation to generation. Watches are another one that's really, really common. And if you're like me and a handbag lover, I know that I will specifically be gifting my very expensive handbags into my will as well. So it really is dependent on the value that you put on things, right? And how you want them to be included in your will and who they go to. When you're thinking about how you determine who things go to, so let's say, for example, that you have a family heirloom that might not necessarily be passed down to your children, but maybe, you know, cousins, nieces and nephews, that kind of thing. A way that you can go about it is to say that it's for your executor to have the final determination as to who things go to. I think this is a good idea also because sometimes you might think, oh my gosh, this Royal Doulton tea set is just immaculate. And then the person you gift it to is like, oh God, okay, Royal Doulton tea set. But it should have and could have gone to somebody else. So sometimes it's best left to your executor, particularly if there's someone in your family, to determine who would be most appropriate to give the family heirloom to. One thing that you have to be mindful for specific gifts is that if you give a specific gift in your will, and let's say that that gift fails, so maybe you've sold it or it's been damaged, then the beneficiary of a certain asset may seek compensation out of your estate for the lost benefit, which can result in delay and significant costs. I find that this is more a warning to everyone. I've never seen it in practice where someone has been gifted kind of a family heirloom that's failed and that has sought compensation from the estate, but it is open to them. So just be mindful of the things that you're giving, be mindful of the things, you know, the people that you're giving those things to make sure that there's going to be no issues down the track for your executor or for your other beneficiaries. Another thing I'd say about specific gifting is that if you do like get rid of it, so let's say your Royal Doulton tea set, it goes, you should really update your will. If it is in your will, you should update your will. And so that's a reason to make sure that you're looking at your will every year and really updating your will every 3 to 5 years to make sure that it's current and that there are no issues down the track. So thank you again for listening. This is a quick one this week about family heirlooms. Next week, we're going to talk about a right to reside, which is a specific gift that you can give into your will. So thank you again so much for listening. If you have any questions, you pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can discuss more. Thanks so much. Speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.